Yeah, see, the problem with Mitch McConnell, you know, not backing good candidates for the United States Senate in the midterm elections and losing seats that were winnable in places like Nevada and Arizona, it means that you don't have the Republican control of the United States Senate that would be terribly helpful right now. Instead, what you have are performative votes on things like eliminating funding for 87,000 IRS agents because it doesn't go anywhere. It can't get through the United States Senate. You can't defund the IRS agents. It's already in the law unless you can get it to go through the Senate. Then you force the president to veto that. What a mess. Mark Meckler is the president of Convention of States. Mark, good to see you today.
Good morning.
Good to have you. So, listen, 87,000 IRS agents must go. But it is performative art, it seems to me, because, yeah, the House votes on it. They approve defunding these folks, but it doesn't really happen, does it?
Well, I would give it a slight chance of happening, and I only say it because of this, because I think you've got Manchin and Sinema, and Sinema obviously now non-Democrat any longer, and independent, quote-unquote. You've got Manchin is fighting for political life in West Virginia.
Stop you right there.
And it's very popular, the hiring 87,000 IRS. It's not popular anywhere, really. And so I think there is a chance
on,
that this
Mark.
Gets tied up in the
second.
Senate.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Switch that switch back again, if you don't mind. A little technical hiccup right there. We're going to make you sound a little bit different, but we're going to make it so we can understand exactly what you're saying, if you can make that switch. I know we're having a little technical issue. It happens sometimes on live broadcast, so bear with us, because what he's saying here is very important. Because he's right about Manchin and Sinema. They could join the good side of this conversation, and they could make a difference. Manchin, we're not even sure he's going to run for the United States Senate again. He is the most vulnerable senator out there. Sinema, also very vulnerable, as are John Tester and Sherrod Brown and others, but I don't think that they're going to jump across the line. So, Mark, you think it's possible they could come on board then and help the Republicans at least defund these agents? Because, let's be honest, it's not a popular move by the Democrats to have these agents in the first place, is it?
Yeah, it's not popular in any way, and you've got Manchin fighting for his political life. He's not even saying if he runs that he's going to run as a Democrat anymore. His popularity underwater in West Virginia, Sinema now running as an independent. And so I think it's very plausible they don't like the idea of 87,000 new IRS agents. What we find when we poll the American people is over 60% of them say they want that stopped immediately. And the numbers get even more interesting when you break it down. 61% of independents say it. The vast majority of Republicans, 84% of Republicans say it. Most interesting, young people say it at the highest rates of anybody. And if you take the racial breakdown, it's Hispanics say that they don't want the agents hired. So it's really an unpopular idea.
Right across the board, in fact. I mean, we know, there's not enough millionaires and billionaires out there to entertain 87,000 IRS agents. No, there's a lot of people like you and me and others, Mark, where these agents are going to come up and pound on your door and say, hey, you didn't report X, Y, and Z. Oh, you had these Venmo payments, well over $600. You didn't account for those. What is this? What is that? You know, if you go sell a used car for $5,000, you have to report it to the IRS. If you buy a used car for $5,000, if you can afford one at $5,000, I don't know if you could buy one, they would want to be on your doorstep demanding answers on every little thing you do, which is how they're going to justify, by the way, the next step, which is a digital government currency. I mean, that's what's coming next here, isn't it?
It is, and the idea that they're gonna monitor and they're gonna audit rich people, that's belied by the actual statistics. Poor people, low-income people, are over 5.5 times as likely to be audited. And the reason is, very wealthy people, they hire lawyers, they hire accountants, they're very tight on how they do their taxes. Regular people, they're doing their taxes themselves. They might make mistakes. They struggle to figure it all out. It's very complex. They're the ones that get audited at 5.5 times the rate of wealthy people.
Yeah, that's the problem. And here's the problem with that. The average person getting audited will make less than $100,000 a year. They don't have the lawyers, the accountants, the resources to defend themselves against the IRS, who frankly scare the hell out of them. Because the IRS, getting an IRS letter in the mail is about the most intimidating thing you can get, because it's the full weight and power of the United States government against you. All of this against you. So what happens is, these people say, IRS says, you owe us $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it is. And people just say, okay, let me figure out how to pay it. Because in order to fight back against it, you're going to spend more than the $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on accountants, on lawyers, and everything else. You might as well just pay the fine. And that's the game here. Basically, hold people's, you know, twist their arm and say, pay up. And it's cheaper just to pay up than it is to fight. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would say it goes even beyond cheaper. It's so intimidating. How do you fight? And how does the average person who's going to work for a wage every single day take the time to figure it out, the time off, go through all their records, figure out everything they have to do? The punishment is in the audit, literally. And so it's very difficult for most people to survive an audit from a technical perspective. Yet wealthy people can do that no problem. They turn it over to their lawyers and accountants and they have the fight and that's all okay. So they really are picking on lower income people. That's the intent and that's where the money comes from.
Yeah, that's where the money comes from. From average working class Americans, single moms that are waiting tables, moms and dads that are going to jobs, two and three jobs sometimes to make ends meet. They're the ones that are going to get pegged by the IRS. This is a terrible idea. Now, I like the idea of improving service. I like the idea of having more agents available when you try to figure out what's going wrong with your return. To have somebody that can answer a question besides a machine, that would be nice. That's what the Republicans left in there. But again, it's just performative, Mark. It's performative art because nothing's going to change until Republicans have control of Washington. And even then, you wonder because they voted against Obamacare right up until it mattered. And then John McCain and others sank that ship. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, and frankly, even if we have Manchin and Sinema stand strong, it's going to ultimately, it might make it to the president's desk anyway. And if it does, what's going to happen is he's going to veto this because he doesn't really care. Frankly, he doesn't know what's going on. His staff is so ideological. They want these 87,000 agents, and they want to weaponize them.
That's absolutely true. And you're right. Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on. Mark, you nailed that one. Mark Meckler, President, Convention of States. Always a good conversation, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Straight ahead, Christina Bobb, investigative reporter and an attorney for former President Donald Trump will join me here. Don't go anywhere.